We have softball up next here. Lady Beavers with a sweep over Colby to go to 2-2 in league play, and they will continue their orange and black schedule on Thursday as they will head to Ulysses to take on the Tigers makeup from a couple weeks ago. She bats a leadoff here, but we thought we'd start with her. She'll lead off our softball segment, and then sophomore Chris Irvin, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, yesterday, that was a pretty fun day. How'd you feel like competed there in that doubleheader?
I feel like I was definitely figuring out my bat compared to the beginning of the season. But, yeah, facing a slower pitcher definitely helped with that, but yes.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that you've really kind of embraced that to leadoff spot there on the team. And what are some things that you kind of have to learn being the leadoff batter?
What I think of when I step in the box is that all the bases are clear. There's no outs. And I know people or my teammates behind me are thinking, mm-hmm. Okay, if she can hit off her, I can hit off her. So.
And I forgot you were a left-handed batter. So that do you kind of think about doing the old slap hit sometimes? Or
Last year I started learning it, but I didn't pick it up as fast as I would have wanted to. So I just stick to regular.
What's been good about this season so far?
Definitely the team. We're getting, just practicing together has definitely helped with the games, and mm-hmm. we work hard in practice, which with games it helps, yes. So.
All right. Well, what would you like to accomplish as you move forward through this season?
I think probably our batting or least errors in the mm-hmm. field.
All right, Ulysses tomorrow, but another good opportunity there, huh?
Yeah.
All right, how's that shortstop? You're kind of the everyday shortstop. I got to ask you about that real quick.
Yeah, last year I played center, and I got moved to shortstop, so sticking with shortstop this year. I need to cut down on my errors probably, but, yeah, that's what I'm trying to focus on.
Well, that'll come in time.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, thank you, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Chris Irvin joining us here. We get a senior on the show here next, and it'll be Jordan Shaw, and she's now the everyday first baseman for the Lady Beaver softball team. Had a good day yesterday. We'll let her get the headset on, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And we talked a little bit about this before the game yesterday, doubleheader that I told you kind of look like you've played that before, but this is your first year playing first base?
Yep.
All right. So how do you feel through, I think, was it six games now that you've played in that position?
I feel good. I feel like I'm getting the hang of it and doing good.
All right. So what's been probably the best thing about your game so far this year?
Probably fielding for mm-hmm. me, because, I'm trying to do good at first because I've never played there, mm-hmm. but I'm still doing the best I can.
All right. Do you ever get those a hit there? It goes opposite field or left-handed batter. Get those screaming right to you?
There's been one hit between first and second, mm-hmm. and I was hesitant to go get it, and I was I probably should have let Piper get it, but I went for it, and then Piper got it, so I had to go back to first mm-hmm. and cover it. But we still got the out.
That's all that matters. Get the out, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel like your batting is coming along?
My batting's not that good, but I'm still trying to improve on it and do the best I can.
Is this senior season going a little too fast for you?
Yeah.
All right. Six games down, what would you like to see as you move forward through the season?
Better at batting and more of our teammates mm-hmm. Getting us up when we're down.
Okay. All right. Well, keep up the good work, Jordan. And thanks again, as always, for the time here. And good luck to you coming up at Ulysses and then also down the road here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Jordan Shaw joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we get Coach Drew Kide here on the headsets. Well, a doubleheader sweep, your home opener. You finally got to play at home yesterday and get a couple wins there. How big was those that doubleheader sweep for you yesterday?
It's good. I mean, it's always good to win. Colby's always very solid, and to pull away with two wins, and especially with the home opener, that's always a positive. So I'm glad we could do it.
You had to adjust maybe a little bit to both. They ran two different pitchers in both games there and had to adjust to that. And how'd you feel like your players were able to kind of adjust to what the pitchers brought to the mound?
Yeah, they have a new freshman that started, and then she came out in about the fifth or sixth, mm-hmm. and then they brought the other girl in and then brought her back in. Kind of mixed it up, you know. But both very, very solid pitchers, you know. Little inaccurate at times, but you know, I thought our girls were patient at the plate, and you know, we caught some walks, you know, seen some pitches, and weren't just, you know, helping her out, which is nice to see. You know, mm-hmm. I want them up there to be aggressive, you know, and looking to be hitters, but you know, can't beat a walk either. You know, I mean, no. Any way to get on base, and so you know, I thought they did a really good job at that, being patient.
I've noticed your hitting has really improved here over from the first doubleheader to yesterday, and it's really kind of all down the line up 1 through 9.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that last night, just, mm-hmm. you know, with the RBIs. They were all spread out, you know, not one girl getting, you know, all the, you know, it was spread out. You like to see that. Everybody's contributing, you know. Just to hope to keep it that way. You know, I hope tomorrow we can get ahead early and stay with it.
Yeah, you made some adjustments there. You got some new outfielders there. How do you feel like that they've really come out and played so far in some new positions?
Well, I think everybody's done well. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of girls playing a lot of different spots, mm-hmm. this year, you know, and I haven't seen, you know, that can be frustrating, you know, mm-hmm. maybe not playing a spot that you necessarily like, you know. Just like Jordan's right here, you know. I mean, she's played second her whole life, kind of went in. You know, she's got a sore shoulder, and we move her to first, and she's done a great job at it. You know, with some of those outfielders, you know, we moved Jordan over to center field, and then, you know, Bailey and Ashlyn and you know, and then Peyton had to come in and play third, and, you know, they've mm-hmm. done a good job. It's a different position, and sometimes reading that ball off the bat is not, you know, by any means easy. And so, you know, we had a couple errors in that second game, but, you know, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're young, and we just have to pick each other up and you know, grow from it and not make that mistake next time.
I tell you, your senior, when they were in some reverse situations a couple times yesterday, your seniors literally stepped up to the plate and in a big situation to get out of a jam.
Yeah, you know, just like in that seventh, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I think everybody was nervous, you know. They had a little run, couple errors, you know, and that's going to happen. But at the mm-hmm. at the end, you know, we ended up coming out with the finish, you know. And even at the plate, girls stepped up when we needed them, and that's what's going to pay off in the long run.
All right. So it's Ulysses tomorrow, and then Cimarron on Tuesday. That's at home, right?
Yes. Cimarron's right. Tuesday at home, and then we got next Friday at Southwestern Heights, and then we got our JV game, or our JV, what am I trying to say?
Tournament
on Saturday. Yeah. Yep. So got quite a few games coming up.
All right. It's going fast as well here. And Coach Drew Kite joining us here talking about Lady Beavers softball as they are headed to Ulysses. I told one of them earlier, it's Orange and Black week for you guys here with Orange and Black with Ulysses tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully we can beat them.
You betcha.
Yep.
Well, thanks again, Coach, for the time. And good luck to you guys down in Ulysses coming up tomorrow.
Thanks.